This is the Jackson Knights Cobras Locker Room Chats here on 103.9 KNZA. Mike Smith here in for Justin Fluke this week. I'm joined by girls head coach Marvin Keene. Coach, you finished the season with a 7-13 record, a 51-31 loss to Riverside in your last game, but a 48-36 win before that against KC Christian. What do you take away from those two games to help your squad prepare for a sub-state coming up?
Oh, against KC Christian, it was a good ball game. The girls played well, especially the second half. Took care of business and made some good things happen. Against Riverside, we had way too many turnovers in that, and we missed a lot of point-blank shots. So hopefully some things of focus is to make sure that we take care of the ball and we finish the easy shots. And if that happens, good things can happen.
I know a lot of coaches talk about wanting to see improvement from their squad throughout the entire season. With the regular season in the books now, do you feel that you saw that improvement from your squad throughout the year?
Off and on throughout the year. Here at the end, we were playing some of our best ball. We looked real good as a team. We made some good positive things happen. Our last game, you know, we were disappointed in how we played as a team, but overall saw some good things, and they made a lot of good strides from last year. Just you got to keep improving every game.
You got Substate coming up next week. Your game's on Monday. You'll be the 7 seed, take on the number 2 seed, Immaculata. What's maybe the biggest emphasis you're telling your girls to focus on and remember as Substate comes up?
IMAC's a real good team. They're 15-5. It's one of those things where we've got to play good defense against them because they've got a couple girls who can put up some numbers, and we just got to make sure each person does their role, and if they do their role as a team, good things can happen, and you never know, we can pull off that upset against IMAC and move on to Onega.
Well, Coach, I want to wish you good luck and in your sub-state action, and I know I speak for Justin and myself. It's been a pleasure talking basketball with you here on 103.9 KNZA and covering you throughout the season.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate your guys' support and all the support out there in Jackson Heights land. Thank you.
That was girls head coach Marvin Keene right there. After the break, we'll be joined by boys head coach Ed Ramsey.